September 27th, 2016, Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. Please realize that the adversary, the dragon, is too clever to reveal himself through one profound event that people could identify as relating to the rupture of the first seal. You will see events escalate in intensity, as I mentioned. Not all earthquakes, famines, and plagues are reserved for subsequent seals, either. Some of these things occur almost routinely. However, when a seal is broken, the profound intensity of such events increases. Now you are experiencing widespread confusion, which is drawing people away from the truth. The election in this country is being held in the mainstream media. Dishonesty is not held accountable. Truth is not lauded. This is all possible as mankind does not differentiate between good and evil. This same confusion sadly has drawn millions away from the faith. It is not the church's job to change the truth to make it more acceptable to more people. Rather, the church must remain solidly in the truth, and as a mother, be a sign of steadfastness. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.